Hello and welcome to episode 13 of series 2 of the Engaging Internal Comms podcast. This is the show for employee engagers and internal communicators who like to keep up to date with all that is new in our profession. My name's Craig Smith from the Big Picture People. Welcome to another one of our short episodes that we have between our fortnightly interview shows where we are looking at a particular topic and also sharing with you a resource that you might find useful. And continuing our focus on organizational values, we're going to be looking at another resource that we can share with you, which you can use to understand how you can better live your values, your organizational values within the organization. On the last one of these episodes, I forgot to mention right at the beginning that you can download this resource from our website. So if you go to thebigpicturepeople.co.uk and at the top of the website, you'll see our menu. You'll see the resources tab. And if you scroll down to team exercises, because this is a team exercise, you will be able to find how we can better live our values as the resource that I'm going to be referring to in today's episode. So just to recap, what I'm going to be doing in the show in a fortnight's time is just recapping the five resources that we've shared with you here, just to kind of pull everything together. If you remember way back in episode 5 of this season and this of series 2, we had a resource around bringing meaning to work, which was all around how we can better understand what it is our employees need to help them feel as though there's meaning in their work. Then in the episode 7 of this series, we looked at how you can determine your organizational values and how you can get clarity around what they are, or if you already have them, just to validate that they are the values that you do have within your organization. Then in episode 9, we looked at assessing your values and seeing how fit for purpose they were and making sure that they you could use them for better decision making, and that they were helping you to sort of strategically drive your organization forward. And then in the last of these short episodes, episode 11, I looked at a technique that you could use to tell stories, to encourage people to start to tell stories that highlight what your values actually are and how they actually sort of live and breathe. So what I'm going to be doing today with you is sharing another quick resource with you. As I say, you can download it from our resources page, how you can better live your values. And this is, again, designed to be a team exercise where what we're getting people to do here is identify the areas within your values that you really are excelling at and to share some examples of how you could utilize those strengths within your organization, but also to identify where you have the biggest gaps at the moment and what you need to do in order to plug those gaps. So it's basically, you can do this on a value by value basis. So you could pick an individual value and say, okay, let's look at this value and look at where we do this really well and where we need to do things better. Or you could do it on across all of your values and get people to sort of look at the whole landscape. And I'm not going to go through this in microscopic detail. The easiest thing for you to do is to look at the resource, but there's a nice template there that you can actually print that whatever scale you want. It will scale up to a poster size if you want to do that, or you can just use it as an A4 if you just want to print it on a small printer. It works better on a bigger scale, and then you can use post-it notes to get everyone to write their thoughts and ideas on the little post-it notes or the sticky notes, and then stick them onto the actual template itself, and you can get a kind of real sense of for a group activity. Obviously, if it's a smaller group, you can get them to just complete that individually. Now, obviously, if you're doing this online, might be a little bit more tricky, but again, you could import that template into something like Jamboards, Google Jamboards, or another platform where people could write virtual post-it notes and stick those on, or you could just use PowerPoint if you wanted, or any other presentation software to import that again as an image and stick that into a presentation and get people to type on it. But it's a simple 2x2, and really it's about getting people, as I say, to recognize where you've got the biggest opportunity to improve and things we need to maybe start doing do more of in order to improve, but also then not just looking at it from a kind of negative perspective, but also looking at it from an appreciative perspective of examples that we do things we do really well and think thinking about how we can amplify that within the organization. And that works across two phases of that, basically getting them to start with the gap or the gap, and then looking at the strengths. Or you can do it the opposite way around. If you want to start with the strengths and then look at the gaps, it's really entirely up to you. But at the end of that, you should then have some ideas of what you can build into maybe an action plan, or that you can look at as a set of priorities moving forward in terms of making your values more consistently delivered across the organization. So it builds nicely. It fits nicely with the tool that we shared with you last time, as I say, the storytelling tool. The storytelling tool is a lot more appreciative, probably, you might say. It's a lot more about recognizing where we're doing this really well, whereas this is maybe a little bit more analytical, looking at what where we do have gaps and where we could improve. So that's what I'm going to say on that. And the next episode, in a fortnight's time, I am going to kind of recap on the five tools that we've shared with you, just to kind of take you through that how you might use them in a logical sequence, or how you might just pick one that represents where you're at the moment in terms of what you most need to focus on. So just a final thing from me on the 29th of April, 2021, which is obviously in a few days' time, and there still are some places available, we're running a free webinar, which is all about sharing the big picture of your organization with your people. It's all about helping you to think about what are some of the challenges that you face with connecting your employees with your organization's big picture. And by big picture, we're talking about your vision, your values, your mission, your strategies, etc. Because that's something notoriously that leaders find difficult. They find it difficult to explain things that they are very close to, but also it's quite a complex message sometimes. So we're going to be sharing some of the challenges that organizations typically face with that, and we're going to be helping you to think about some strategies that you can use in order to improve your performance in that area, and helping you to think about how you can share that big picture. So you can access that via our website, which is the same one as you can use for this resource that I've shared with you today. For the webinar, go to thebigpicturepeople.co.uk, go to our events page, and there you will see, if you click on our events, you will see the webinar on there. As I said, it's the 29th of April, 2021. And then also, just to reiterate the resource that I've shared with you today, you can also access via our website, thebigpicturepeople.co.uk. And that is on our resources page under team exercises. You will see today's resource, which I've just been through, which is how we can better live our values. And you'll see all of the other resources there, either listed under team exercises or individual reflection exercises. So hope you found that useful. Got a great interview coming up next week, which is all about creating a strong employer brand, which is with Anna Kilmurray from ClearScore. Fantastic interview. I think you'll find that really interesting and really useful. I hope you found today's episode useful and you find the resource useful if you download it. And if you can give us some feedback on that, that would be absolutely fantastic, which you can do via sending an email to info@thebigpicturepeople.co.uk. That's info@thebigpicturepeople.co.uk, or you can leave us some feedback via the contact form on engagingic.com. Thank you very much and take care.